This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, our host discusses the profile of the Antichrist. Here's Dr. Davis.
So first we looked at the personality of the Antichrist. He'll be charismatic, he'll be clever, he'll be cruel, and he will be cultic. Let's look at the profile of the Antichrist. Like we said last time in Revelation chapter 13, his wrath is a result of Satan empowering the Antichrist when he's thrown down to earth, when he comes to earth. But the Antichrist will rise to power in inconspicuousness. His rise to power will be inconspicuous. And what that means is that it will come up subtly. It will not be obvious. Daniel 7 tells us that the Antichrist will gradually become more and more powerful. He will come out of obscurity, much like President Obama came out of obscurity. President Obama was unknown until his speech at the Democratic National Convention. Next thing you know, he's president 4 years later. The little horn becomes the big horn and rises out of the sea. The Antichrist arises out of the fourth empire Daniel saw, that is Rome. The Roman Empire was never fully extinct. The Antichrist is most likely a Gentile. So I want to read Revelation chapter 13, verse 5 and 7 again. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. And in verse 7, it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Any privilege or power that he is allowed has been allowed to him by God himself. Just as God allowed Satan access to Job, so God allows Satan access to the human race through the Antichrist. And I know this is hard to understand, but know that Satan has access to the human race through the Antichrist. The Antichrist is never beyond the reach of God in anything that he does. However, God always has a leash on him, just like he has a leash on Satan. So we talked about how his rise will be inconspicuous. His bearing is intimidating. The Antichrist will be extremely intimidating. In verse 1 of chapter 13, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. The beast comes out of the sea with 7 heads and 10 horns. Revelation 17 will tell us what this means, so we'll get to that later. But similar to all ancient kingdoms before him, he will be great and intimidating and terrible. The program of the Antichrist is mentioned in verses 3 through 4. Satan will use the death and resurrection of the Antichrist. The beast will be wounded, but then be healed, and the whole world will worship him because they will think he is a deity because he was able to be raised from the dead. Imagine if JFK would have been brought back to life when he was assassinated. What kind of impact would that have had on the nation of the United States?
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.